أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
After reciting the Tashahud, Tawz, and Surah Fatiha, Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ayyidahullah Ta'ala bin Nasir Aziz said, "In the previous Friday sermon, I read out an excerpt by the Promised Messiah al-Islam, in which he said regarding the general state of Muslims, that had they not come to be in this current state, and had they not distanced themselves completely from the essence of Islam, then what was the need for my coming? The state of the faith of these people has become extremely feeble. They are absolutely unaware of the meaning and the purpose of Islam. He further stated, and this was not read out previously, that these people think, what is it about us that may be deemed contrary to Islam? We declare that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. In other words, Muslims generally consider that they express that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, observe the prayers, observe the fasts during the prescribed days of fasting, and pay the zakat, i.e. the obligatory alms. The Promised Messiah Islam states, I, however, say that all of their actions do not have the manner of righteous deeds. Otherwise, if these are righteous deeds, then why do they not produce pure results? They could only be considered righteous deeds if they were free from all kinds of mischief and corruption. However, you do not find such a thing in any of them. Today we observe that the worst kind of disorder is found in Muslim countries and amongst Muslim groups. They are intent on killing each other. Although everyone proclaims La ilaha illallah, but kills people who also say La ilaha illallah, i.e. there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He usurps their rights and tries to harm them through all possible means. Is this the teachings of the Holy Quran upon which these people are acting? Is this the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which these people are practicing? Nowadays we observe that materialism is prevalent everywhere. Even if people invoke the name of religion, it is only to make a success out of their politics, and in their own estimation, to establish their governments or to rescue them. However, the following statement by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha regarding the life and character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worth being written in gold. That is, Kana khuluquhul Quran, i.e. if you wish to know about his character and his habits, then study the Holy Quran, which describes his life and character in detail. He established such examples so that the believers and his followers may act according to them, and not merely in order to raise slogans. That is also what Allah the Exalted has stated, that you cannot establish a true relationship with me by merely reciting La ilaha illallah, i.e. there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Rather, if you wish to attain my love, then follow my beloved Prophet and adopt his character, and you will become my beloved and reach the station which is termed as the station of Allah's nearness. Otherwise, your slogans are hollow. Thus, Allah the Exalted states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That is, say, if you love Allah, follow me. Then will Allah love you and forgive you your faults. And Allah is most forgiving, merciful. Can the state of the Muslims today be that of those whom Allah the Exalted loves? Clerics, whom the general Muslims believe to be Allah's loved ones and those near to Him, are the ones who are creating the most disorder in the world. Even in Pakistan, there are some analysts, columnists, journalists, and other people who have started mentioning on the media platforms that this plight of the Muslims is a result of these so-called scholars. Hence, at this time, the general state of Muslim scholars demands for someone to be present to inform them of the reality of the Holy Quran as well as that of the Sunnah, i.e. the practical example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah the Exalted has sent this person, i.e. the promised Messiah alaihi salam, according to his promise. However, the scholars do not wish to listen to him, nor do they allow others to listen to him. Rather, they have created a general state of fear, terror, disorder and corruption by issuing edicts of heresy against the one who has come from Allah the Exalted. Every day this allegation is leveled against the promised Messiah alayhi salam that he, God forbid, established the Jamaat in order to acquire and fulfill his worldly desires and in order to elevate his personal status. Nevertheless, we are aware that he was an ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah the Exalted sent him in order to complete the spread of the Sharia of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only through him were we able to understand and comprehend the profound knowledge and sciences of the Holy Quran. He guided us on every occasion using the teachings of the Holy Quran. Hence, he presented this verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, on different occasions, and presented the meaning from various perspectives. These are the very aspects which can enable a person to acquire the nearness of Allah the Exalted and become his loved one, which in turn safeguards a person from the state of disorder and corruption. Apart from this, there is no other way for Muslims to retain their existence other than to firmly establish and uphold peace in their countries and to manifest the glory and grandeur of Islam in the world. Virtuous outcomes will only be acquired and established when the Holy Prophet ﷺ will be followed in its true essence. Otherwise, the declaration of faith that there is none worthy of worship except Allah will remain a hollow slogan, and so will the part Muhammad ﷺ is the messenger of Allah. To elaborate further on this verse, I have chosen some extracts from the writings of the Promised Messiah ﷺ. On one occasion, the Promised Messiah ﷺ says, "The cause for the internal division of Muslims is the love for this material world. The reason for this is that if merely the pleasure of Allah the Exalted had been given preference to, it would easily be understood that the principles of such sect are clearer. Furthermore, they would accept them and become one. Now, when this disorder is being created due to the love of the world, how can such people be called Muslims when they do not follow the footsteps of the Holy Prophet ﷺ? Allah the Exalted has said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That is, say, if you love Allah, follow me, then will Allah befriend you. The Promised Messiah ﷺ says, instead of the love of Allah the Exalted, and instead of following the Holy Prophet ﷺ, they have given preference to the love of this world. Is this called following the Holy Prophet ﷺ? Was the Holy Prophet a worldly person? Did he, God forbid, take interest or demonstrate negligence in fulfilling his responsibilities of divine commandments? Did he, God forbid, possess even an element of hypocrisy and pretense? And did he give preference to the world over religion? Contemplate, following the Holy Prophet ﷺ means to follow his footsteps and then to observe how Allah the Exalted showers his blessings. However, the practical state of Muslims these days, moreover, the practical example demonstrated by Allah the Exalted, testifies to the fact that their condition is worsening. Countries are fighting with one another. Muslim countries are approaching and begging others to fight other Muslim countries. In recent few days, the President of the United States of America has once again announced that restrictions are being placed against Iran. And this is taking place contrary to the belief of the whole of Europe, the European Union, and other countries are also against this decision. Even in the United Kingdom, a columnist has written that the entire world is against this decision by the President of the United States. However, there are three such countries that say that USA is acting appropriately. They are the United States themselves, the second is Israel, and the third is Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia is granting permission to a non-Muslim country to wage war against a Muslim country. As a matter of fact, it is supporting it. Hence, these are the conditions of the Muslims. And exactly this is what the Promised Messiah ﷺ has depicted when he mentioned that the Muslims are divided. How then will they acquire the blessings of Allah the Exalted? The Promised Messiah ﷺ has explained how a person can truly act virtuously and acquire the pleasure of Allah the Exalted. He has also mentioned how one can attain the rewards of Allah the Exalted and explained how he, i.e. the Promised Messiah ﷺ himself, acquired these rewards. Edicts are issued against the Promised Messiah ﷺ that he has, God forbid, deviated from the teachings of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the teachings of Islam. The Promised Messiah ﷺ says, "I say truly, and I do so based on my experience, that none can truly act virtuously, attain the pleasure of Allah the Exalted, nor derive benefit from these rewards, blessings, profound wisdoms, truths, and visions which are acquired at the highest stage of the purification of the soul, When a person reaches the highest stage of the purification of the soul, only then does he receive rewards and blessings from Allah the Exalted and sees visions and is blessed with communion with Allah the Exalted. Until he subjugates himself in following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, evidence of this is found in the very words of God the Exalted, as he states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam says, I am a practical and living proof of this statement. In this age and era, Allah the Exalted shares communion with me, as I have immersed myself in the being of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and followed him completely. Subsequently, Allah the Exalted showed his affection towards me. Thus, in reply to those who raise allegations against the Promised Messiah alayhi salam that he has decreased the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam has affirmed himself that the status that he has acquired was through loving and truly following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person whom the world considers to have decreased the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in fact the true and ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet who followed him in the true essence. As a result of loving his beloved, i.e. the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah the Exalted blessed him in such a manner that he also made the Promised Messiah alayhi salam his beloved. Regarding the task assigned to him due to his complete submission of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says, I was sent to once again establish the lost grandeur of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and manifest to the world the verities of the Holy Quran, and all of this is prevailing. However, those who have a cover over their eyes are unable to witness this. Then, elaborating on this verse at one place, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says, Say, if you desire to become dear to God and have your sins forgiven, then you must follow me. This is the translation of this verse of Allah the Exalted. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam says, What does it mean to follow me? It means that this command is such that an individual is not deprived from seeking the mercy of God and becomes a source of deliverance from sins, thereby making one a beloved of Allah the Almighty. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam continues by saying, Your claim to have love for Allah the Almighty will only be proven authentic and complete if you follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, It is clear from this verse that man cannot become God's beloved and deserving of his nearness with any of his self-devised spiritual exercises and efforts. The divine splendor and blessings cannot descend upon anyone until a person is completely absorbed in the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who loses himself in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and endures every type of sacrifice receives the radiance of faith that liberates him from everything other than God and delivers him from sins and becomes a source of salvation. He lives a virtuous life in this world and is rescued from the narrow and dark graves of carnal passions. This is mentioned in a hadith where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, أَنَا حَاشِرُ الَّذِي يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدَمِي, meaning, I am the one to raise up the dead and they will be revived through me. The spiritually dead are revived by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers become the beloved of Allah the Almighty. In another place, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam further elaborates on this by saying, Allah the Almighty has shown a way to obtain great happiness through the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he clearly mentions in this verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, meaning, say, that is, follow me, so that Allah befriends you. This does not mean that one engages in worship superficially. If this was the essence of faith, then what would be the significance of prayer and fasting if someone was to do something and refrain from certain deeds on his own accord? This should not be mistaken with praying superficially. Rather, the due rites of prayers should be offered. Prayers should be offered on time, and one should pray with the mindset that he is standing in front of Allah the Almighty. Otherwise, worship is meaningless. The Promised Messiah Islam says, Islam is not merely the name of a religion. Rather, in reality, it means that one offers themselves like a lamb to be sacrificed, just like the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, my death, my life, my prayers, and my sacrifices are all for the sake of Allah, and I am the first one to submit. Hence, those who are truly obedient raise the standards of their acts of worship. Every one of us should reflect on this, and we must improve in this regard. Otherwise, our claims of devotion and obedience would be hollow. While commenting on the Holy Prophet ﷺ's perfect belief in God, the Promised Messiah ﷺ says, O Prophet, say if you love Allah, follow me, then will Allah love you. Man can become God's beloved by showing complete obedience to the Holy Prophet ﷺ. This leads us to believe that he was the model of perfect belief in God. The Promised Messiah Islam is inferring that the Holy Prophet ﷺ possessed complete belief in God. He held such a status that cannot be reached by anyone, and for that reason, Allah the Exalted declared him to be a model of performing worship and other morals. The Promised Messiah ﷺ says, man cannot develop complete love of Allah the Almighty without using the morals and attributes of the Holy Prophet ﷺ as his guide. Thus, Allah the Almighty says, say, if you love Allah, follow me, then will Allah love you. True obedience of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is to adopt his morals. And so, firstly, there is hue of worship, and secondly, there is the hue of highest moral standards. To be true followers means to instill the moral characteristics within you that have been outlined in the Holy Quran. As mentioned previously, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha stated, Kana khulukuhul Quran, i.e. to determine his, i.e. the Holy Prophet's moral standards, read the Holy Quran, as they were an illustration and reflection of it. Therefore, this is also why it is necessary for us to read the Holy Quran. Before we advise others, we need to assess our own conditions, that after accepting the Promised Messiah alayhi salam, to what extent have we made the Holy Quran our code of conduct and incorporated it into our bayt? To what degree do we remain steadfast on truthfulness and justice? To what extent do we make efforts to establish the rights of others? The Promised Messiah alayhi salam says at one place, not every person has the capability to meet with God by his own doing, and that is why an intercessor is necessary. and that intercessor is the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, one who forsakes him can never achieve his purpose and be successful. Man is in fact a servant, and the servant's role is to follow the instructions of his master. Therefore, if you wish to receive the blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then become his servant. Allah the Almighty says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, meaning, O my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam states, in this instance, the word people referred to here is servants, rather than ordinary individuals. In order to become the servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is vital for one to send salutations upon him, and to obey every one of his commandments, and refrain from those acts that he declared unlawful. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, meaning, in other words, if you love Allah the Exalted, then show complete obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and devote and give yourself up entirely in his way, and thus Allah the Almighty will love you. Thus, even a serial sinner, if he desires to truly reform himself, can win the love of Allah the Almighty by engaging in istighfar and following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam then says, one way of pleasing Allah the Almighty is to demonstrate true obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see that people have become embroiled in all sorts of customs and rituals. Many a type of harmful innovations and customs are practiced by people after the death of a person, whereas it should be prayers and supplications that are offered for the deceased. When these misguided rituals are performed, they not only run contrary to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, they are also an insult to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The new customs that have been concocted do not only violate the Holy Prophet's instructions, rather in one sense, they are an affront to him. Now, those who have passed laws of blasphemy against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the ones most deeply involved in practicing such harmful innovations. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam continues regarding the nature of the insult such people show to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by saying, it is as if they do not consider the Holy Prophet sufficient, because had they done so, why would they need to stoop to this low level of forming these customs and rituals? And so these people who hurl edicts at us of being infidels need to look at their own state. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam then says at one place, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if you love Allah the Almighty, then follow me. Following me will result in Allah the Almighty loving you, and he will forgive you for your sins. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam states, thus, it is evident from this verse that until one does not completely follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he cannot attain the grace and blessings of Allah the Almighty, and neither is one granted the insight and wisdom which can vanquish his life of sin and the fiery nature of his inner desires. The expression, the ulama, i.e. the scholars of my ummah, applies to such people. If one wants to attenuate the passions of his inner self, then one must show complete subservience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow his noble example. Likewise, if one wishes to attain true insight and wisdom and become his beloved, then one must follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one seeks to lead a life free from sin, then one must also follow the Holy Prophet. Those who accomplish this attain the status of those regarding whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the ulama of my ummah will be like the prophets of the Bani Israel, i.e. the children of Israel. However, this certainly does not apply to the clerics of today, and they have not achieved this status because they do not believe in the everlasting grace and blessings of the Holy Prophet. They do not believe that one can attain such blessings from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, regarding the status of the Holy Prophet, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam states, the highest status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he was the beloved of God. However, God Almighty also taught the others so that they may attain this status too, as he stated, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. That is, say, if you love Allah, follow me, then will Allah love you. God Almighty made this proclamation through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam further states, ponder over this greatly. What more does one need when the love for the Holy Prophet enables one to become the beloved of God? In one other place, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam states, one who claims that salvation can be achieved without the Holy Prophet utters a lie, as this is completely contrary to what God Almighty has taught us. God Almighty states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. That is, O Prophet Muhammad, let the people know that if you love God Almighty, then follow me, then will Allah love you. Without following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one can attain salvation. Those who harbour enmity against the Holy Prophet will also be held accountable. This is part of our faith. On one occasion, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam was having a debate in the form of submitting questions and answers with a Christian. The Christian presented a reference in regards to the status of Jesus, in which Jesus states, whilst referring to himself, he has stated, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus alayhi salam also stated, I am the light, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, he stated that he is the light, the one who shows the way, and the one who gives life, so they should come to him. Upon this, the Christian scholar asked the question that did the founder of Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ever speak of himself in these terms? The Promised Messiah alayhi salam replied to this and said, the Holy Quran clearly states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, meaning to say, if you love Allah, follow me, then will Allah love you and forgive you your faults. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam further states, the promise that by following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one is loved by God, surpasses all the sayings of the Messiah, for there can be no station higher than attaining the love of God. Jesus said that come and acquire the light. However, God Almighty here states to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he should declare that the one who follows him can become the beloved of God Almighty, and will also have his sins forgiven. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam further states, who is more worthy of proclaiming himself the light than he who leads to God's love? This was the period when the Christian missionaries were widely preaching Christianity in India, and hundreds of thousands of Muslims had entered the fold of Christianity. The Muslim ulama, i.e. the scholars, and leaders failed to defend Islam and present the great status and grandeur of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a manner that would silence the non-Muslims. It was in such a time that the Promised Messiah alayhi salam challenged them, as he was the one whom God Almighty had sent to present the true status of Islam and the Holy Prophet to the world. The history of India bears testimony to the fact that it was this great champion of God who defended Islam from the onslaughts of the Christian missionaries with strong proofs and arguments that not only stopped them in their tracks, but also defeated them. We find in history that this was acknowledged by the Muslims of the time. In fact, even in this present era, it has been acknowledged by the ulama who oppose us. A few years ago, Dr. Israul Haq, who has now passed away, admitted that it was Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian who truly defended Islam in those days. Nevertheless, this is a fact that the manner in which the promised Messiah al-Islam elevated the honor of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no other scholar was able to do so. The promised Messiah al-Islam then presented a very beautiful argument from the verse "Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah," in order to prove that Jesus has passed away. The Arabs, in particular, very firmly believe Jesus to be alive in the heavens. In any case, the promised Messiah al-Islam refutes this claim by presenting the argument and states, "In my view, a mu'min, i.e. a believer, is one who follows the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and only such a person can attain a lofty status. Just as God Almighty Himself stated, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allaha fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." That is, say, if you love Allah, follow me. Then will Allah love you. The promised Messiah al-Islam states, true love demands that one develops a deep bond with the actions of one's beloved. One should have a close relationship and attachment. The promised Messiah al-Islam further states, death is included in the sunnah, i.e. the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the Holy Prophet also experienced death. The Holy Prophet passed away. Therefore, who can yearn to live forever or approve of it for anyone else that he lives on forever? No one can live eternally among the followers of the Holy Prophet, and neither would anyone have the desire who truly believes in the Holy Prophet or believes in a doctrine which considers someone else to have an eternal life. The Promised Messiah al-Islam states, true love demands that one should become wholly immersed in subservience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that he has complete control over his inner passions and reflects as to whose ummah he belongs to. In such an instance, where one holds the belief that Jesus is still alive in the heavens, how can then he truly profess to love and follow the Holy Prophet? Since he accepts Jesus alaihi wasallam to be considered more superior and declares the Holy Prophet among the dead, and is content in believing Jesus to still be alive. On the one hand, they claim to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow his commands. Yet on the other hand, by accepting that the Messiah alaihi wasallam is alive in the heavens, they accept him to be superior. Thus, in this day and age, it is only the promised Messiah al-Islam who defended Islam and the Holy Prophet from every attack, as well as elevating his status. This was the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah. Yet, the Muslim clerics only raise allegations against him. Whilst explaining the fact that it is only the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who is alive, the promised Messiah al-Islam states, just ponder over the fact that contrary to the Quran and the Sunnah, when people assert that Prophet Jesus al-Islam is alive in the heavens, it grants the priests an opportunity to raise allegations. They immediately say that your Prophet has perished, and heaven forbid, he is buried in the earth. In fact, this has taken place on certain television channels, and owing to this, the Arabs were uneasy about this matter. Eventually, when they heard our arguments through the Arabic program called Al-Hiwar on MTA, many people appreciated our arguments and accepted them, yet the clerics do not accept them. The Promised Messiah al-Islam further states, they, i.e. the priests, say Prophet Jesus is alive in the heavens, then whilst slandering the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would say he has perished. It is the Christian priests who spontaneously respond by saying, your prophet has died, and heaven forbid he is buried in the earth. Furthermore, Christian propaganda has consisted of defaming the Holy Prophet ﷺ by saying that he has died. The Promised Messiah ﷺ states, "Contemplate over this matter and tell me that is this belief not a stain on the Prophet who was the greatest of all messengers and the seal of the Prophets? Indeed, they taint him and are guilty of blasphemy against the Holy Prophet." The Promised Messiah ﷺ further states, "It is my firm belief that the misfortune and calamity that has befallen them, i.e. the Muslims who believe Jesus to be alive, is due to the fact that they have given priests ample opportunity to slander and defame the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The condition of the Muslims is due to this very reason." The Promised Messiah ﷺ further elaborates by saying, "On the one hand, they verbally proclaim that the Holy Prophet is the greatest of all prophets, i.e. the Holy Prophet ﷺ is the most superior of all the prophets, whilst on the other hand, they believe that he passed away after 63 years and that the Messiah is alive until this very day. Whereas God Almighty refers to the Holy Prophet ﷺ by saying, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَزِيمًا, i.e. and great is Allah's grace on thee. Is this statement of God Almighty's false?" The Promised Messiah ﷺ continues, "No, it is absolutely correct. But those that assert that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has perished are liars. There is no declaration that is more degrading than this. The truth of the matter is that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was granted certain attributes that were not bestowed to any other prophet. It is my belief, and I hold this statement very dear, that any individual who does not consider the Holy Prophet to be living is a kafir, i.e. a disbeliever." The Promised Messiah ﷺ further states, "How unfortunate it is that the very people who attribute themselves to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, they themselves pronounce him dead, heaven forbid. Instead, the Prophet, whose people God declared to be ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ, that they were smitten with abasement and destitution, they consider him to be alive." Having mentioned the fact that after the Holy Prophet ﷺ, no previous prophet can appear, i.e. since Jesus was a prophet of the Mosaic dispensation and has passed away, therefore no prophet of the Mosaic dispensation can now appear. The Promised Messiah ﷺ states, "This blessing can only be sought through complete obedience of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, because it is only the Holy Prophet ﷺ that is a living prophet." Thus, due to complete obedience of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, God Almighty sent the Promised Messiah in this era as the awaited Mahdi and the Messiah. His status is that of a subordinate, non-law-bearing prophet. Hence, the Promised Messiah ﷺ states, "This honour that I have been bestowed is not due to any ability of mine, but it is only due to the grace of God Almighty that I have been granted that which was not bestowed to the prophets, messengers, and sages of the past. It would have been impossible to have been granted this blessing were it not for my complete devotion to my chief and master, the pride of the prophets, the best of all the creation, Prophet Muhammad, the chosen one, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, whatever has been conferred upon me has been due to my obedience to the Holy Prophet. Through this complete and perfect knowledge, I know full well that no individual can reach God Almighty unless they show obedience to this Prophet, nor can they be granted absolute wisdom. At this point, I wish to mention that after complete and faithful obedience to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the first thing that is established inside is a pure and unblemished heart, i.e. the love of materialism is removed from the heart, and instead it is replaced with a thirst for an eternal and everlasting fulfillment. After this, owing to this virtuous heart, one is bestowed the most perfect and pure love for God Almighty. When one attains his love in this world, then he is bestowed with the pure love of God Almighty. One inherits all these blessings if they obey the Holy Prophet ﷺ, as God Almighty has stated, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ, i.e. say, if you love Allah, follow me, then will Allah love you. In fact, if one side claims to have love for the other without it being mutual, this is a mere fallacy. If man truly loves God Almighty, then God also loves that individual. He is then widely accepted among the earth, and hundreds of thousands of people are bestowed with true love for that individual. He is then blessed with a power of attraction and granted a light which always remains attached to him. Thus, observe how in this age, Allah the Almighty has instilled love in the hearts of people living in the remotest parts of Africa, where hundreds of thousands of people are accepting Ahmadiyyat and the Promised Messiah alayhi salam. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam further states, "When one loves God Almighty wholeheartedly over all worldly objects, and the grandeur and majesty of all beings other than God are removed from his heart. In fact, he considers everything else to be akin to a dead insect. Then God Almighty descends upon his heart with a great manifestation, just as if a clear mirror is placed before the moon. Owing to the reflection of the moon, it can be said metaphorically that the same moon in the sky is present in the mirror. In the same manner, God descends upon that heart and makes that heart his throne. This is the reason why man has been created." Thus, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam was the complete devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is for this reason that God Almighty loved him and honored him by declaring him to be the Promised Messiah and Mahdi, as well as a subordinate prophet. Having accepted the Promised Messiah alayhi salam, may Allah the Almighty enable us to appreciate him and also enable us to become completely devoted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May he enable every single one of us to follow the example of the Holy Prophet according to our abilities and capacities. And may he enable the Muslims to accept and follow the ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَدُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ